person, welcome to this place.
Hello, person. Welcome to this place. You are now tuned into the sounds of Noisy Radio.
Noisy Radio.
Hi, welcome back to Noisy Radio, and a special warm welcome to our Patreon community who make this show possible every week. If you haven't, please check out our Patreon page. For $2 a month, you can get a lot of nice stuff.
Yes, and we have something quite special for you today. We have a full takeover by Mr. Mephius himself to celebrate the finishing and release of his entire Particle series. So let's get right into it. Big up, Mephius. Take it away.
Yo. This is Mephius. You're tuned into Noisy Radio. I'm hosting this episode. It's going to be... It's gonna be some fun. I'm gonna play some Particles tunes and some new music by those collaborators of mine during this Particles EP period. And I've also got a little mini mix for you prepared in the end of this episode. So this first one is myself and Kamon Crooked. The track is called Sidewinder. I've been opening my sets with this tune for a while now, and it goes down. And yeah, check it out. Yes, Sidewinder was the first release of the Particles EP, the first single. And it wasn't the first track we've done together. Our first actual collab was Mandala, the track is coming in right now. We did this for their album Mosaic a couple of years ago and made a little VIP version of that, which I wanted to show you. So check this one out. Actually, is it Mandala? Mandala? I don't know. Forget what I said.
Hello! Welcome to the Noisy Radio!
Yeah, their album Mosaic was so cool, man. Like, they also made transitions between all the songs, so you could literally listen to the whole thing without any breaks or pauses. It was really well thought through, and they really went the extra mile with, you know, those little things but I think that really made a difference. Great album. And still on the Chemo and Crooked topic, the next track coming in is one of the tracks they did with the orchestra. So Chemo and Crooked did an orchestra performance in Vienna. They did two shows back to back. And that got recorded, filmed, taped, and everything. And this is our track Callisto with the orchestra. And I was there. It was amazing. The whole performance was unreal. Game changer. Matthias Callisto, but the orchestral version of the Red Bull Symphonic. You have to imagine sitting in an orchestral hall in Vienna and people literally standing up and dancing around because they were so moved by the music. It was incredible. Big up you guys, killed it with this project. And we are moving on.
Particles.
Into this one, the second single of the Particles EP was with my good friend Ashley Skeptical. He just became a dad a couple of months ago, so congrats, dude. So happy for you guys. Yeah, Amber. It's a really, really tiny track there. I still think it's really cool. It's just super minimal. Really happy with the mix. And it was just so much fun writing this track with Ash. And this is how it goes. So for this Particles project, I did a good handful of studio insights where I tried to explain how the tracks were written, you know, how certain plugins worked. So if you're into music production, go and check that out. It's on my YouTube. It's YouTube/Matthews. Yeah, Amber was one of them.
Quack, quack, quack.
Brothers. What a sick remix. This is Breaking DLR, City Slickers, Skeptical Remix. Original was out on Bricks LP, Another Way, on Symmetry Recordings. And this is part of the first single of the remix project he has planned for that. I have to say, I think Skeptical was one of my favorite people when it comes to remixes. Like, whatever he touches, he just always brings his originality, his own vibe to the table. It's so sick. Yeah, that's why we asked him to remix a track of my album Manifest as well. And guess what? The track is coming in right now. The first demo he sent me was like a really weird wonky halftime thing, which still it was still pretty sick. Actually, I have to talk to him. Maybe we put that out as a free thing or something like that. That was so weird. But again, it was so original. I'm gonna write that down now. Anyhow, this is Matthew Sinkle with the break, not the break, the Skeptical remix, of course. And yeah. I was so happy when I heard this remix. Yeah, he smashed it. Skeptical is the remix king, if you ask me.
Do you know what the secret of life is?
No, what?
There's just one thing you've got to figure out.
Already hear it creeping in. That is the intro of Matthews and Faze Bubble. Big up Florian Faze, such a lovely guy, a super inspiring person, and just a really, really fucking good dude, man. Flo also became a dad recently, so yeah, congrats again. So many people around me becoming parents at the moment. It's amazing. Makes me think, what am I doing with my life, bro?
Thank you.
Vision, Noisia's label, has been really, really busy lately. They've been releasing a lot of music and great music. And one of their latest releases was a new EP by Face. This is my favorite track of that EP. The track is called Spray. Came out a couple of weeks ago, and the whole EP is just great, man. It's weird. It's great on the dance floor. It's very well produced as well, and it just showcases again, you know, how talented Florian Face is, and you know, he's just got his own sound, and it's so inspiring to hear that. It's awesome. So yeah, that's Face, Spray. His EP Cage is out on Vision Recordings. If you haven't already checked it out, go and check that out. It is really, really cool. What? This drop is so weird. I love it. I remember we played a show in Geneva together, back to back, and he was opening with that. I haven't heard it before. I was like, what the f*** is this, dude? It was so sick.
Spray.
Track coming in is Memphis and Face Clock Off with Fade Black on the remix. It was released a couple of months ago on Neosignal, and you know what, honestly, I'm always a bit skeptical when it comes to people remixing my music, but Fade Black killed it. I'm loving this remix so much. Well played, guys.
Coming back to the times, right?
What? Ah, this is so sick. Yeah, go and check out Fade Black, producer duo from the UK. They did a couple of releases for Critical, did a couple of remixes, and they're just super talented, man. Go and check them out. Fantastic producers, really lovely guys as well. Fade Black.
Check that out.
Yes, he is. So this fourth single of the Particles EP was Transit with my buddy Imano. He used to go by the name of Signal, changed that last year. And he has released an EP since, and a couple of remixes, I think. It's doing really well. And yeah, writing this song with him was really fun, actually. We had a good studio, actually two studio sessions here in Linz. And then we did some online work, go back and forth. And yeah, I'm really happy with this track. Like, musically, I think it's really nice. This is Transit, Memphis and Imano. I don't know if you guys know that, but you can download an app that shows you the current position of the ISS in orbit around Earth. And when you know where it is, you can actually see it with your naked eye on the night sky. And that's what we did when Jonathan was over in Linz. We watched it, I think, 2 days in a row. And that sort of gave us the inspiration to call the track Transit in the end. But it was a pretty cool moment. The track coming in right now is a new one by Imano. The track is called Bloom, B-L-O-O-M, Bloom. And it is forthcoming on his new EP on Vision Recordings. It's out pretty soon. I didn't write down the date and I'm sorry for that. But it is coming really, really soon. And this track is really cool. I love the musicality of this and production is super tight as well. And it's just really out there. So, well played, Jonathan. During this time of this really, really annoying coronavirus, a lot of people started Patreon accounts to make some extra dough because there's no shows. And Jonathan has one of those Patreon accounts, and this is one track you can access if you support him on Patreon. Yeah. Called Pulse. Really cool, man. Really liking this one. So yeah, go out and support Jonathan with his Patreon accounts. It is really tough times, man. There's zero shows and there's no shows on the horizon whatsoever. It's gonna be a long one for us to come back. So yeah, go and check that out. Yo, so back into drum and bass with the next Particles installment. This is myself with Break. A track is called Out of Time. We released that in March this year, and it was the fifth track taken from this EP. Again, for this track, we did a quite extensive studio video where I talk about how the track was done. And this one especially is a bit different because the track was pretty much sample based. So it could be interesting to one of you guys and see how I get down in the studio with samples and not only synthesizers. Wait a minute.
Ah. Wait a minute. You need it.
Drake has to be my favorite producer of all time. I mean, he's been around forever and constantly putting out amazing stuff. Yeah, Drake, definitely one of my favorite producers of all time. And the next track that is about to come in is a remix he did for Dillinger. Did a radio show a couple of weeks ago with Cameron Crooked, and Marcus Crooked played that song. I haven't heard it before. I did know it was a dub play for quite a while, but I didn't know the full story behind that. So that Hard Noise remix of Break is finally out, and it's so sick. What? So sick. Mentioned the remix project of Break's album before. The album was called Another Way, and another track that got a remix is The Edge of Time, and it's a Workforce remix. Workforce is one half of Spectrosoul. It is Jack from Spectrosoul doing his solo thing, And I have to admit, I'm a huge fan of his tunes, man. Everything you put out so far, I've been playing out, and it's also stuff you can actually listen to. It's really decent music. He's super talented, and he's really, really grinding away in the studio, putting so much effort towards the production. And also, he does podcasts, which is really, really cool. He talks to creative people, people in the music scene, you know, about inspiration, this and that. You should check that out. So yeah, this is The Edge of Time Workforce Remix, out on Symmetry Recordings. Lovely remix. And guess what's coming in now? It is the last and final collab for the Particles EP project. It's Memphis and Noisia Foundations. And Frank Posai, who usually produces Noisia Radio, told me that this is going to get a reload of some sort. I don't know how this is going to sound, but the patrons decided this week's reload is Foundations. So Frank, please do your magic in 3, 2, 1, and another one, and here we go.
Noisia Radio Reload.
I had a really lovely chat with Thijs, who is one third of Noisia, about this track Foundation. You can check it out on Spotify as part of our commentaries. We talked about how the coronavirus has influenced the music scene. We talked about how we wrote the track, and we also talked about how we came up with the name Foundations. And we wanted to dedicate this track to Ed Holmes, who was also known as Optiv, or one third of Cause for Concern. He passed away earlier this year, and this is a tribute to his musical life, because he influenced so many people, including myself, including Noisia. And the track is reminiscent of the vibe he you know created, and he stood for. One of our favorite tracks, Carrier, by Cause for Concern and Fierce, was a main influence on this song. And yeah, that's why we dedicated it to Ed Holmes. know, if you're interested in how collaborations work, how I work in the studio, or how, you know, friendships are built through music, literally, go and check that out. Every release on Spotify has the track, and as a secondary track, as an addition, there is a commentary version where I interview my collaboration partner and talk about this and that, the music, life. So if you're interested in some insights, go and check that out. It's on my Spotify. Yeah, yeah, yeah!
Radio.
As mentioned earlier, this is Cause for Concern and Fears. Carrier. Such a sick tune. It came out on Quarantine in 2003. So that track is 17 years old. Check that out. Jesus. Yeah, but still, it's still so relevant. It's such a great track. Yeah, 2020 has been a really rough year. We lost people, we lost friends, the virus, and unfortunately the passing of Ed Holmes wasn't the only loss in our music, in our little music universe. Another great soul passed away, Ebo from Foreign Beggars.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, guys, I would like you to take a moment and just check out their crowdfunding on justgiving.com. There's a crowdfunding project where you can donate money for Ebo's son, and every little bit makes a difference. Yeah, this track was so far ahead of its time. When I heard it for the first time, I was like, Jesus, how is this even possible? Like, what? Yeah, amazing track. Very, very well done. This was Noisia and the Foreign Beggars. Contact with the Noisia remix. While still being on sort of a hip-hop vibe here, I wanted to show you a new project I've been working on for quite a while now. It is a project together with my really good friend MC Maxim from London, and it's called Ezekiel's Gift. And as a first sign of life, we remixed a track by a fellow Austrian. The track was called Bandersnatch, and this is the Ezekiel's Gift remix.
Death ill, okay, easy G's. London to Lynch.
Connections.
Let's do this shit.
Bandersnatch, sat my ass from scratch. Hips of taste, the level of your back, my fetch. Bandersnatch, Bandersnatch. Hip hop, pop, 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 Bandersnatch. Bandersnatch, sat my ass from scratch. Hips of taste, the level of your back, my fetch. Bandersnatch, Bandersnatch, Bandersnatch.
Since day one, it's been a fucking joke.
And the path I'm always on, it seems to turn to smoke. Living in a world unknown, but we devote to the never-ending cycle of being depressed or broke, or being the best of both. Who has to decide? We never question the loop, we say the cycle of life. But what kind of cycle is it when your mind is going psycho in it? Hold up, let me vibe with you one time. Check your vitals, innit? I'm about to roll through your choices. Listen real hard for the voices. Your head can't avoid this. Mind state heading straight for the void. I'm Linda, he's Arnie. We'll take out the droids, bitch. Only thing you can be certain about is that they're lurking around, manipulating the path you take on Earth. So no doubt you'll be running your whole life, believing you're free when Bandersnatch is really in town. Bandersnatch,
connect to see connectedness, connectedness. Bandersnatch, shut down some scratch. Hips have chased the level, we are back, my patch.
Bandersnatch, Bandersnatch, sight my nest and scratch. Hips have chased the level, we are back, my patch. Bandersnatch. Right, once again, I'ma tell you this in confidence. Although there obviously will be consequence to your actions, understand you don't hold your fate in the palm of your hand. So no matter how your back bends, your whack friends will forever be whack. And your triumphs, of course, will forever be stacked up against how you failed, it's a fact. You won't be the only one lost in Bandersnatch. Way back I accepted the way we are on this earth, thinking hard.
So Maxim and I have been working on this Ezekiel's Gift project for about 3 years now, and we are really confident that we're gonna release our debut album this year. So yeah, stay tuned for that. It is really funny and I'm really happy that it's finally shaping up, and you know, to a point where I'm confident that we're gonna put it out this year. So yeah, I will definitely, you know, keep you guys posted through my socials, but also just follow Ezekiel's Gift on Instagram, on Facebook. We post stuff there, not really regularly. We're getting there, you know, we just want to get the music right in the first place. But yeah, expect an album to drop this year. Ezekiel's Gift, Mephis and Maxim. Yo, and I think I've been talking enough. I'm gonna shut up now and leave you with this 15-minute mini mix of mine. Shout out to Noisia for letting me do this project the way I wanted to, really. I had complete freedom to do this the way I wanted it to, and it was really a great experience for me, so thanks for trusting me with that. You know, shout out to the label, shout out to Yap, everyone involved, shout out to Karina, shout out to Uno, our graphics guy. And of course, a mega shout out to all the artists who worked on this project with me. And, you know, thanks for being so easygoing and cool with us doing the interviews. Thanks for being cool with us doing the insights into the tracks and all that, you know. And yeah, thanks for being involved. It was an honor and a pleasure working with you guys. And you guys out there, stay safe. And I hope to see you guys soon in a club, at a festival. Yeah, this is Matthews with the Noisia Radio Takeover. And I'm out. Bye.
This is Noisia Radio.
consuming, sacrificing the very vibes of the night.
Do you see them do that?
Yes, I have seen them do that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Martin Matthews, for that mix. Great stuff. And if you haven't checked it, there's also a podcast that I recorded with Martin about the song that just came out last week, Foundations. Wicked, wicked guest mix. Thank you so much. Also, fun fact, our Patreon reload of the week was Foundations by Matthews and ourselves, and it was obviously included in Martin's mix, so he played the reload for us.
Yes, so that brings us to the end of this week's episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, sending us music, liking, subscribing, all of these things. We hope you have a great rest of the week. Stay safe, stay healthy. Peace.